The reason we are here is to talk to people like the head coach of the Auburn Tigers. Gus Malzahn is with us now. Hey, Gus, how are you?
Hey, doing good. Doing good. I guess I'm the last one of the day.
Well, that's what we were counting on. So I know you were waiting till the very end here to announce who the starting quarterback was going to be when you could be on in Mobile.
Yeah.
So now's the time.
Yeah.
What you got for us?
Well, it's going to be Joey Gatewood or Bo Nix. I'll say that.
Breaking news.
Both of them are very talented. I think both of them we can win football games with. So now, we're going to fall camp. We've got a good plan of how we're going to evaluate them. And once we figure out who's going to give us the best chance to beat the Oregon Ducks, we'll name our starter.
Is there any chance you'll make it all the way to game day without announcing it?
You know, I hope not. I guess there is a chance, but we're hoping not.
Well, why not, though? We talked about this earlier. Why not, even when you know who it is, give them more to think about? Why even announce it? Just wait until the game day until they come out.
I don't think they know much about either one of them, to be honest with you. And, you know, I think there's more. We worry about ourselves more than we worry about them. Like, I think there's something to be said that who's going to lead you? I mean, your teammate, who's going to lead you out there? And then, of course, keeping something quiet like that at a place like Auburn probably wouldn't last long anyway.
Are you almost immune now to talk about your job relative to wins and losses and the schedule you have?
Yeah. You know, I think you have to be to a certain point. You know, I'm at a place that expects to win championships. And the years we win championships is as good as it gets. And the years you don't, you hear this. And I think I've heard this in the offseason 4 out of the 6 years I've been the head coach and the years we didn't win championships. But that's just part of the job description. That's part of being at a place you expect to win championships. And I expect to win championships, too. And I really think that we've got quite a few in the future ahead for us.
Any discussion of Auburn in 2019 usually begins with that defensive front. You are really stacked there.
Yeah.
We had Marlon Davidson on. Boy, if you're not using him in recruiting, you're making a mistake.
Yeah.
That guy has got a big personality.
Yeah, he's special. He's a special player, too. He's one of the better football players probably that I've got a chance to coach since I've been at Auburn. And he's a dynamic player. And then you got talk about Derrick Brown and you talk about Nick Cole and the other guys. And it's we got a chance.
So Derek said that he may actually be used a little differently this year in some different roles. Is that a possibility?
I think, you know, Coach Garner's got so much flexibility with those guys. They can play inside. They can play outside. They got experience. We can adjust. And so I think that's a great thing.
Coach, name a player that we don't know much about that you think could have a surprisingly good year and be a big factor this season. Somebody that hasn't really been talked about.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if I don't know if I can just say one guy.
Two. Give us two.
Man, that's. I'll say this. Nowadays, the way you recruit, your whole freshman class has a chance to help you. And I think our whole group will have a chance to help. That's probably the best way to put it. You know, Owen Popo, I mean, I think going through spring, if you ask me one freshman that has a chance, you know, I think he's got a chance to really help us this year.
You have been involved as a coach in some of the most iconic games of all time. You know, this is the 150th anniversary.
Yeah.
They're looking for the top game of the games you've coached. Name one, the most the game you put at the top.
Yeah, I've got two, but I'm going to say the 2013 Iron Bowl kick six. Best football game, I think, in history. And then, of course, I like the 2010 Iron Bowl, too, when we were down 24-0.
That was people would have put those in there, for sure. What's it going to take for you guys to reach your expectations this year that you want to get to?
Yeah, I really think we're going to have to be really good around our quarterback. I mean, I think that's the number one thing as our quarterback grows with experience. You look at the successful freshman quarterbacks the last couple of years in college football, they've had really good support and staff. And really, that's our number one goal. And if we can do that, we're going to have a chance.
Looking forward to a lot of Waffle House this year.
Oh, yeah. Can't wait.
Gus, we appreciate you, man. Great for you to be on with us this afternoon. And we look forward to talking to you this year.
Thank you.